Now I want to tell you about the birth of Kartikeya and Ganesh. And it starts from the very beginning. Shakti was Sati and she was married to Shiva. And Shiva and Parvati have been married to each other through the time the universe was created, and we say that they will remain married to each other till the universe is destroyed and recreated. When Sati was married to Shiva, her father Daksh gave him no respect because he did not think well of someone who smeared ash on his body, someone who was dancing in the cremating grounds, someone who had such strange friends and disciples. And these disciples were the tree spirits. They were not evil people. They were just very odd looking. And when Sati and Shiva were married, these people accompanied Shiva. And Sati's family was terrified when they saw all these strange people coming with their big drums. Once they were married, they were living away from Daksh and his family. Daksh performed a big yagna. He invited all the gods. He did not send an invitation to Shiva because he felt Shiva would not dress appropriately and would ridicule the ceremony. Sati was so upset that her husband had not been invited. She said to Shiva, "I am going uninvited." She went to the yagna and Daksh, her father, ignored her. Sati could not bear the insult and she jumped into the sacrificial fire. The outcome of that was that, of course, she was burnt to cinders and Shiva went mad with grief. He started a war of destruction, and this war of destruction created mayhem in the universe. No one knew what to do. Shiva was heartbroken and he picked up Sati's remains from the burning embers, kept them on his shoulder and traveled the universe over. Wherever Sati's body parts fell, that place became a sacred place. Finally, the gods didn't know what to do because they couldn't bear Shiva's grief. So Vishnu and Brahma shot the remains of Sati, which were on Shiva's shoulders, and then Shiva came down back and started meditating. Once he started meditating, he was completely immersed in his meditations and evil took over in the universe. People did not know what to do. So they went again to Shakti and said that Shiva has forgotten about the universe. What should we do? She replied, "I will come in the form of Parvati and I will help you." So that is what happened. Parvati was born to Himalaya, the god of the mountains. And from the time she was a little girl, she wanted to marry Shiva. Now, as you know, that in those days, there was no such thing as age. And Shiva is the god of Kal, that is time. So Parvati started praying to him, but he ignored her. And she went into a cave and meditated. Then Brahma heard her prayers and said, "Yes, you will marry him. Do not worry. And you have to do something for us." And she said, "What is that?" He said that you will take something from Shiva's aura and give it to us. So then this continued. Parvati started fasting. First she ate leaves, then she drank water, and then she wouldn't have anything at all. And she became thinner and thinner and thinner. So her father went to Shiva and said, "You have to do something. You cannot ignore my daughter." In the meanwhile, the god of love shot an arrow at Shiva. It was an arrow of love made of flowers. Shiva opened his third eye and this god of love was destroyed. So this continued, and then Shiva agreed that he would marry Parvati. He said, "But I will do one more thing." And they said, "Okay." So he came dressed as a handsome young man and went to Parvati and said, "Please marry me. Why do you want to marry this hermit? He's covered with ashes." Parvati was so angry. She said, "Go away before I plant a curse on you." Then Shiva assumed his form and they got married and they lived happily in Mansarovar. In the meanwhile, Parvati remembered her promise and took a bit of the aura of Shiva and gave it to Brahma. This aura fell into the Ganga where it was cooled. It became a seed and it fell in the forest. And this was the birth of Kartikey. Kartikey became a very handsome man. He was a soldier and he killed the demons and restored the heavens to the gods.